I was listening to Granny's expectation, just thinking about increase. And when Pastor Roberts asked me to bring a message for you all today, first scripture that came in my mind was John 3:30. Must increase, not must decrease.
Yeah.
And so that is my prayer today as I come before you all. Just want us to enter into just the spirit of thankfulness and gratefulness. There are a lot of people who didn't make it today.
Amen.
There are a lot of people who didn't see today. And even no matter what's going on in our lives, like, we had to see another day. And as I was driving, I saw stormy clouds, right? I know storm woke me up this morning. A lot of people sleeping through it. I know I woke up. And I was driving, you know, and I could just see how dark it was. But then there were clouds. There's beautiful clouds. The sun just shining. And I was like, God is clearing the day for us.
Yeah.
He's making the way today and everything. In all day. So I'm just so grateful for just being here and being able to come before you today. And I just thank Pastor and First Lady Roberts for allowing me to be able to come here. I do not take this lightly. And I just thanking God and just wanting to make sure that I'm giving what I'm giving me to give to you all today and just be used as a vessel. So let us pray. Lord, come with me today. Thank you for who you are, what you're doing in our lives, Father. Lord, I lift Pastor Roberts as he is delivering the message, Father, in another place, Father. And I'm delivering what you have for us to hear for today, God. I just lift up First Lady, Lord. We thank you. We love you. We praise her for her. We praise you for her healing, God, in the name of Jesus, God. I lift up every person who is in this place right now in the name of Jesus. Yes. Meet them where they need to be met, Father. Yes. Heal them where they need to be healed, Father. Yes. Heal those broken places, God. Heal those places of need. Lord, just answer what they desire, Father, as they are obedient to you, God. You said you will give us the desires of our heart, Father. And we know that is in alignment with you and in obedience with God. And through you, all things are possible, God. We just thank you, Father, that there is no limit, there is no bounds, but we have a God, but we have you, God.
Yes.
And you can do all things, Father, even when it seems impossible. We just lift you up today, Father. I pray for open hearts and open minds. I ask that this message, Lord, sit in our hearts, Father, that we may carry it with us, Father, that we may act on it, God, not just listen, Lord, but really hear and act on it, Father. Really hear and act, Father, just through faith and having faith in you comes peace, God. And through listening to your word, Father, and letting it sit on our hearts, Father, and saturate our hearts, Father, we'll be able to continue to follow you, Father, in obedience, God. I just thank you, love you, and praise you, Father, for all you are doing, all you have done, and all you will do. Jesus, thank you for us. Amen. I'm going to share some of my story a lot from last year. But as I was, you know, sitting with this message, you know, God, I had something that I was like, okay, this is going to be great. This message is about vineyards and growing, you know, shaking, pressing, all that. And then I got something else on the next day. It that always kind of happens. It's so interesting how God will like pivot me. But I was just really reflecting on my last year and had a lot of challenges last year, 2024, dealing with really bad anxiety. I was under spiritual attack and being big. I feel like a lot of the places that I was in, and even looking at me even younger to here, I had a birthday 2 weeks ago. I just turned 40. And then
if I remember
just looking back over my life and a lot of my problems and trials I had where I wasn't really rooted in where I needed to be because I didn't know my identity. I didn't know who I was in him. I didn't receive what I needed to in him. And so the title for this message today is actually entitled Identity Issues. And so I'm going to go into more of that, but just walk with me. The first scripture we're going to look at is John 1:19-23. And I'll give you all a moment just to find that passage, John 1:19-23. John the Baptist is probably, we all have a lot of prophets in the Bible and people that we sit with and that we can relate to, of course, in the scripture. And I thank God for that because it's never old. The Bible is never old. It's always new and real and bringing forth a new life and new things for you. But John the Baptist really knew who he was. And let's read through this passage, not that it's a little bit more. But John 1, verses 19 to 23. Now this is the testimony of John. And I'm reading out of the King James Version. Now this is the testimony of John when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who are you?" He confessed and did not deny, but confessed, "I am not the Christ." And they asked him, "What then? Are you Elijah?" He said, "I am not." "Are you the prophet?" He answered, "No." Then they said to him, "Who are you that we may give an answer to those who sent him? What do you say about yourself?" Now, I don't know about you, but I'll be annoyed at this point if someone keeps asking me. But, you know, he kept his time, he kept his cool. And obviously, they were coming from a place of, like, just natural curiosity. They wanted to attack him sometimes. And he said, verse 23, "I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness. Make straight the way of the Lord, as the prophet Isaiah said." So John the Baptist was given two questions, really. Who are you? And what do you say about yourself? Now, he knew who he was. He didn't have any identity issues. He listened to them and then he responded. He knew what he was called to do. He said, "I'm here to prepare the way, to make the way straight for the Lord." And John the Baptist was actually called, of course, to prepare the way for Jesus Christ, for those who may not be familiar. He preached repentance, and he also baptized people in the Jordan River. And of course, he baptized Jesus himself in the Jordan River. And I was going back through this passage, and I was just reading further, you know, about how he would know who Jesus was. And I was reading, I was like, he didn't know who Jesus was initially. Like, the Holy Spirit would have to descend on him, and then that would identify. Like, wow. So I just think about our lives, too, how, you know, John the Baptist had this calling to prepare the way for Jesus Christ. And he himself had to wait for what God was going to tell him who the Messiah was. And so even in that, but he didn't move. He was immovable. He didn't shake. It was like, when this happens, I know this, but I know my calling and purpose through it. So you may not have all the answers, but I know my calling, my purpose for this. And God is going to give me what I need in the time that I need it.
Yeah.
And I thought that was so beautiful. Like that just got put out even with the other message that I have today is that, you know I want to know all the answers, I want all the things, I want all the details. And God is funny. He's like, "No, you're not good on that because you're not ready." And then he gives us it bit by bit. As long as we're obedient, we stay in step. Like, that's a critical part. And John the Baptist, he knew who he was. He knew what he was doing. And he knew God would give him that if I did. He helped prepare the way for Christ. And so I'm just kind of revisiting, like, my battle that I had in 2024. We're constantly going to be going through different battles. This is a time of refinement for us. It does not feel good. It is awful. I promise you. And you do not think you're going to get through it. But you will. You really will.
Yeah.
And so in 2024, I remember this really tough battle. It was really hard for me to want to leave my house. It was even hard for me to go take a shower, like all the things, because I just had really been anxiety monitor just raised. And I just felt like I'm like gasping for all the things. It was a really tough talk for me. And I found that playing worship, of course, like having constant worship and just wanting to be in community with God would calm me and keep me in peace. And it was like a desperation for wanting to be in a relationship, because it was survival for me at that time. And I can look back now and see, like, wow, that was used for such a greater purpose for shaping and refining for me. But in it was really hard to see that I was going to get out of it. And so, I'm sure you all have really close people, really close friends. But I tell you, I always think about Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? You remember that show?
Yeah.
I loved it. But they had an option when you got stuck on a question to phone a friend. And I phoned a lot of friends, close mentors. Love y'all if you're watching. Love y'all. Love y'all who are here as well. Thank you for showing up for me today. And her always, as always. And I phoned a friend. I phoned a lot, including, you know, I would reach out to Pastor. I would reach out to one of my mentors, Crystal. I would reach out to my best friend's mother. She's turning 80 in another month, actually, which is pretty amazing. Happy early birthday. You know, they would tell me, you know, you have to overcome this. Like, you need to understand who you are. But I remember I was talking to my best friend's mom at the time, called her Mama Rose. And she was like, "Rain, you don't know who you are. I was like, you know, but I was like, man, she's right, because I'm getting fearful and I'm letting like all this negative thoughts and all these racing thoughts that are irrational, like irrational fears, take over me. And I'm not standing in my spirit, like my spirit man, who God created me to be. And so she recommended a book for me to read. The Me I'll Be is the Me I See. And it's something that in the introduction of this book says, if we don't shape our identity, someone else will. And I thought that was so profound, because you can have all these other influences around you about who they think you are, who they say you are. And you can also, the enemy telling you, like, oh, you're guilty, like, you're full of shame, you're regretful, like, you didn't do this right, like, you have no meaning, you have no purpose, you are trash, you will not overcome. Just all these negative things coming at you, trying to tell you who you are, and that's not what God said you are. And so I needed to get back to the root of, who does God say I am? And if you think about the purpose of identification, right? We all have to get an ID. If you don't have a driver's license, we need an ID. And it's just to prove your identity, who you are in Christ. And it's so funny, like, IDs give you access. So you can't board a plane if you don't have one. A lot of times you can't get a job application, which will give you provision if you don't have one. You know, you can't get certain jobs, you don't have them. You have to have certain clearance, you have to open a bank account, you have to be able to register to vote, to have your voice be heard. You need identification for all these things. And so thinking about that, it's like, where does our ID come from? Where does our ID as Christians, as people in the faith, where does our ID come from? And it comes from the word of God, and it comes from Jesus Christ. Revelation through the word of God is speaking into us and into our spirit of who we truly are in Christ. And so John, it's so funny, going back to John, that passage that we read earlier, he used the word of God to describe his identity. He recited back in the Old Testament, Isaiah 40:30, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway for our God. So he literally quoted scripture about who he was and his identity in Christ in the New Testament, but pulling from the Old Testament. That, of course, the Levites and those at the time will know he was referring to. And so it's so funny, like, reading scripture, I think it's really important that we understand what Christ is saying about, what God is saying about us in our spirit. And I always get mad, like, if you're around people who don't understand your identity, it can be extremely frustrating. You're like, it's not my people. They don't understand me. They don't know me. Like, they don't. But God knows. Like, God knows your identity and what he's called you to do, what he's called you to be. And so as Christians, our ID is rooted in Christ. And we have to believe what he says about us and not about anything else that moment. And so I wanted to generate, because to me, I'm like, to empower yourself, you have to be empowered through the word of God. And I want to give you a list of things and hold this true, hold this in your heart. Even if you just cling to a few of these scriptures, a few of these reminders of who you are in Christ, I want you to have this as an arsenal, because you need an arsenal when you go out for your day. And something that we've been doing with Pastor Roberts is we've had our confessions and we have our different statements and declarations to make. And I think it's important that we add this for our identity of who we are in Christ, to be able to just bring that back up. When the devil's like, oh, you're full of regret, there's no shame in those who are saved and salvation. God, like, God has saved us. I do not need to be ashamed. I do not need to be afraid. So I'm going to start going through these and kind of just share my own experience with them and what God is speaking to me about them. But it's funny that God himself declares I am. He declares that 7 times in the Bible. And he is telling us who he is from I am. And in Hebrew, that is Yahweh, creator of all. God creates all things. And so we see I am, and then John the Baptist responds, I am. And going back to Pastor Rory Roberts, like his message last week and declaring it, like sending this message out of that coming back void and knowing that he is in me. And so I declare something that will get put back out. That will get put back out. And I'll bring that back up for y'all. So Isaiah 55:11 last week. So shall my word that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing from which I sent it. Once again, that's Isaiah 55:11. So if God is in us, we can declare these things, because he is in me. He is in me. Me is God, me is spirit, me is him. We are aligned. We are in sync. They are not separate entities. A lot of people try and think, I've been reading through The Morning Holy Spirit by Benny Hinn. Like, something he emphasized was that triune God, like the Holy Spirit, is not separate from Jesus. They're not separate from God. They're all in one. And we have that Holy Spirit in us. You have that Holy Spirit in you. One more time. You have that Holy Spirit in you.
Yes.
What are we afraid of? What do we think we cannot command control of? And that Spirit is in you.
Mm-hmm.
And that Spirit is in you.
Yeah.
We are not victims. We are victors. We are not victims. We are victors. We overcome all things that God has placed in us. Because guess what? God is in me. God is in me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to walk in my flesh. Purge that away. Purge all of those things away. God is in you. God is in you. And I pray, always pray to God. It's like, pure hands, clean heart, pure hands, clean heart. So that we may walk in the Spirit, our Spirit, who can get over anything, can do all things. There's nothing impossible for what God is placing you in. So let's go through some of these beautiful declarations for who we are as children of God. Number one, I am a child of God. I am a child of God. I don't have any children yet. I have a couple of mentees that I count as my kids. And for those who are mothers or mothers in whatever different sense, it doesn't have to be that you actually gave birth to be a mom. You can love on and have children so many different ways. And just thinking about that, what would you do for your own child? What would you do for those children that love? Think about that as what God would do for you. I am a child of God. You need a scripture, John 1:12. I am a child of God. Next, I am a branch of the true vine and the conduit of Christ's love. John 15:1-5. I am not, I did not think I had green thumb at one point in time, but now I'm actually growing plants pretty well. And thinking about this true vine being in reliance of God and bearing fruit for him and what he has and what he desires. That's sustainability. The branch just needs to grow from the vine. The vine is providing nourishment from the soul up through the roots and out to the branches. They don't need to do or clamor or do all this other stuff to be nourished, to be provided for. God is giving you that vision. He is giving you the provision from the root through up through the system, the vascular system of the stems and out to the branches. And just knowing that you are a branch. I am a branch of the vine. Conduit. Think about that conduit of that water flowing out through him into you of Christ's life, of his life, his example, and how we can live that same life. Next, I am a friend of God. John 15:15. I am a friend of God. God calls us friends. He calls us friends. And I think that is such a beautiful thing that regardless of what I have done in the past and what I have did, even the other day, or we're not perfect, but God still calls us friends and he still wants to draw near to us. That relationship is so beautiful. I am created in God's image. Genesis 1:27. God makes no mistakes. You look exactly the way you needed to look for what he's called for your purpose. You are created in his image, so each and every one of us is beautiful. I know we all look at our flaws and we're like, I wish I was this. I wish I was taller. I wish my hair was. You are created exactly how God designed you to be. You are beautiful. You are beautiful. And along with that goes, I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Psalms 139:14. I am fearfully and wonderfully made. So why would you go back and look in the mirror and not see his reflection? Why would you look at your flaws? Why would you look at those of us that are getting older? Oh, I didn't have that little wrinkle there. I didn't have that gray hair there before. It's all beautiful. That's time. That's wisdom that God has given us. That's a blessing in itself to be able to age gracefully and age given. I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. God has made no mistakes with you, what you look like, what your body shape is. No mistakes. No mistakes. We are called to take care of our temple, of course. But how we look and how we are, like, that's God. That's God in us. I am a new creation. 2 Corinthians 5:17. I am a new creation. All things, old things have passed away. Do not harbor on to your past and things you've done and mistakes you've made. That has gone away. You are a new creation. And walk in this. There's so many. I am forgiven. I think a lot of us, we sit and we don't forgive ourselves. We really don't forgive ourselves. We beat ourselves up constantly for what we've done and mistakes we've made, and we kind of do a repeat record of it in our heads. And it's not working out with us. You're forgiven. You are forgiven. You are forgiven. I am forgiven. You have to walk in that freedom. Like, God is not holding you to that. Why are you holding yourself to that? Why are you binding yourself to that? You are forgiven. That is Ephesians 1:7. Use the scripture to reflect back on. I am forgiven. Ephesians 1:7. I am blessed with every spiritual blessing. Ephesians 1:3. I am blessed with every spiritual blessing. You cannot begin to imagine what God has for you in 2025 and beyond. You cannot begin to imagine the blessings that he has for his children. Because you are a child of God. You are a friend of God. You are a beautiful masterpiece in God. You cannot begin to imagine what he has called for you in your life. You are blessed. You are blessed. You have every spiritual blessing. And walk in that. Even if you don't see it yet, walk in that. You are a blessed child of God. And this goes back to, I am strong in the Lord. Ephesians 6:10. I am strong in the Lord. Even when you feel weak, you are strong in him. You are strong in him. And when it is hard, when those days are tough, it is so God can show you, look what I'm going to do. Look at my strength. Look how I'm going to overcome. Look what I'm going to do for you. Your daddy got you. Like, why are you worried? You are strong. And I know we feel so beat up. We feel so exhausted sometimes. We can feel so spiritually drained and empty. But God wants to just that vine, the branch. Let him nourish you. Let him let you grow. Let him let you flourish. Draw from him. He is not going to get tired. He's not going to get exhausted. Draw from him. Draw from him. Let him fill you up. Let him be that vine. Just sustained from there. Bear fruit for what he has for you. Because he is there for you to overcome. He's there to give you blessing. And I am the salt of the earth. Matthew 5:13. I am the salt of the earth. Now, I am a bit of a foodie. And if something don't have enough salt on it, it's not very edible. And so think about the impact of salt. Salt serves so many purposes. Salt can be used when we have snowstorms, you know, Atlanta wanted to come through with snowstorms again. And for those in up north, especially, I know you're laughing at us because we don't know how to deal with the snow, but they put salt on the roads, right? So you can be able to go through there and not have accidents, right? For safety. Salt is used for seasoning of food so you can enjoy the food that God has given us to be able to nourish our body. Like salt is in the ocean. That having that salt in the ocean, it covers the ocean. It's so funny. I remember going to the salt line as a kid, and they were like, if you drop in there, you would literally just float because of the salt box. And so even that, like letting you float and sustain. Salt is also healing. It can kill germs, kill bacteria, kill infections. Like just using salt. And I think about us, how we are called to be the salt of the earth in those spaces. Like we are called to help heal. We are called to help grow people and develop them. And let their light shine so that others may be drawn to them. And they'll be spiritually good for you, for one another. So we are salt of the earth. That goes back to, I am the light of the world, Matthew 5:14. This is scripture that we definitely are stand by at DCM. I am the light of the world. I am the light of the world. God has called me to be a beacon for others in darkness, to see, to shine through. Think of a lighthouse. Your ships would know where to go, where the shore was, with the lighthouse. I am the light of the world. And I am sealed by the Holy Spirit. Your relationship with Christ and the Holy Spirit is in you and through you. Do not let the enemy, do not let anybody else think you do not have the power of the Holy Spirit in you, because that is the ploy from the enemy to make you think you are weak. You do not have power. You do not have control. That is a lie from the enemy. And the enemy is the father of all lies. You have relationship in Christ. You have Holy Spirit in Christ. You are sealed in Christ. You are sealed by the Holy Spirit. You are saved by the Holy Spirit. Do not think, do not question your salvation in him. Do not. Because that is not what God has called. That is not what he has said. That is not your identity. Ephesians 1:13, I am sealed by the Holy Spirit. And then I love this. I am victorious in faith. 1 John 5:4. I am victorious through faith. We don't lose. We don't lose. We already won. I used to always tell myself that. I was like, I already won. I already overcame this. I'm just going through it. I don't. It's God. God doesn't lose. God is in me. I don't lose. I don't lose. We are victorious through faith in him. You have to keep the faith. You have to keep the faith. Because through faith, you have peace. And through that peace, you know, you are aligned with God. God has peace for you. He does not have stress. He does not have worry. He does not have anxiety. He has peace for us through Christ Jesus. You just have to believe. And it only takes a mustard seed. Because some days, my faith was mustard seed because I felt so beat up in moments. But you only need a little bit. You only need a little bit. He's there. I am free in Christ. Galatians 5:1. I am free in Christ. You never fell, and I think we it's much easier for us when we're children. I think that's what it was. You know, Jesus is like the little children. Because they are free. They are so free. They're so full of life and energy and just trust. He wants us to be like that, to just be free. And I picture like myself just rolling around outside of the field. And it's funny, I was sharing with Pastor actually the other day, like the Geico commercial with that little pig with the little pinwheel. And it's like, wee, all the way around. And I was like, oh, I'm so kid hanging out. You know? He wants us to have that childlike faith and excitement. You know, we can. And we get in our heads, we get so bound by just our mind and our stuff. He wants us to be free. Like free children of God, children of light. Just free in him. I am free. I am free in Christ. And that is beautiful. Galatians 5:1. And I am a royal priesthood. 1 Peter 2:9. We are royalty. We are royalty. We are children of the King of Most High God. We are royalty. Don't hang your head low. Hang your head high. I am royalty. What God has placed in me is royal. We have access to him. The one true God, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit is in me. I am royalty. I am royalty. And walk in that. I don't care what it looks like around you. Walk in that. That will be the fruition for you. Just walk in that. You are a royal priesthood. Christ. 1 Peter 2:9. I think that is so beautiful. That is so beautiful. Let's just ask y'all, going back to our scripture from last year, speak that word. Speak that word. It will not return to void. Speak the word. Speak this power over your life. Go through it. Look at some of these declarations, the I am statements. And I am God. God has you. God has you. The creator of all has you. I am. Know your identity in Christ. Know who you are in Christ. Know what he has for you. And ask God for that revelation as you read his word. Because that revelation will bring resolution. For me, resolution is peace. Resolution is comfort. Resolution is knowing that God has you no matter what. And speaking to your spirit and walking in the identity that he set for you. So now let's go ahead and pray with heads bowed. Lord, we just thank you for the word that you have for us, Lord, the power of identity, God, and that our identity, we show you that our identification is a child of God, a friend of God, a royal priesthood, Father. Lord, powerful, victorious, that nothing, Lord, nothing can shake us, God. Lord, nothing can shake us, Father. I ask that we know our true identity in you, that when people ask us who we are, we may utter these statements. We may be strong and firm in our spirituality, Father, and our faith that we have for you, God, and know that I am a child of God, ultimately, that I am saved through the power and the blood of Jesus Christ. And right now, in the name of anyone wants to be a new creature in him, Father, Lord, if Christ is pulling on your heart today, I ask that you accept his calling. Accept his calling. You will not regret it. He loves you. He wants to shower you with love. He wants to comfort you. He wants you to be free in the name of Jesus. So right now, if he is pulling on your heart, just say yes. Just accept the calling. Accept his pulling for calling for salvation. And just say yes. With all hearts closed, with all heads bowed and all eyes closed, in the name of Jesus. If you want to receive salvation, just raise your hand in the chat on Zoom. Raise your hand here in his presence. It is you and God. It is you and God. It is you and God's relationship. He is calling on your heart. Just say yes. Tomorrow is not promised for you. Tomorrow is not promised. Tomorrow may be too late. Do not be afraid. Step out and say yes without regretting. Because he loves you and he will be there with you through it all. In the name of Jesus. If you want to accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, say with me, Lord, I know you are the Son of God. Jesus, I accept you in my heart, Father, and I ask forgiveness for my sins. And I ask you to enter into my heart, Lord. And I accept you and I love you as Jesus Christ, my Savior, my Lord, in the name of Jesus. Amen.